In Pittsburgh's Allentown neighborhood in the southern part of the city, visitors can purchase a shark skull, read a recipe book of potions, and catch a concert next to a mystical goat. 90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley reports on how this once blue-collar neighborhood has transformed into a center for creative entrepreneurship.
A large metal anvil greets customers at Black Forge Coffee in Allentown. The walls are lined with artwork of monsters and dark deities, and skulls are assembled on several counters. The space's soundtrack is metal music, and shredding guitars are met by the clink of an espresso machine. Black Forge is the brainchild of Ashley Bianco Quartz.
It's definitely different from like the average coffee shop, and just like a collective of just metal.
Bianco Quartz opened Black Forge in 2015, when Allentown's business district vacancy rate was 40%.
There was no foot traffic, there was nothing going on up there that could bring people to the neighborhood. So we just really had to try and be creative with what we wanted to do as a part of our mission.
When word got out about the new heavy metal themed coffee shop in the neighborhood, people from around the city started trekking up the hilltop to grab a cappuccino.
The story of Allentown and specifically this business district is not just an Allentown story, it's a Pittsburgh story.
Aaron Sukenik is the executive director of the neighborhood redevelopment group Hilltop Alliance.
There were many decades between primarily 1960 and 2010 that just had a lot of decline.
The dense Victorian-style business district on Warrington Avenue was in dire need of a boost, which came in the form of grants and rent abatement programs. That's around when Black Forge moved in, followed by a shop with a taxidermied two-headed cow named Dippy. Inside the Weeping Glass Antiques and Oddities store, co-owner Kelly McCobb Noir says the calf is just one of the many unique items available.
So we kind of just say if it's weird, we have it.
The Weeping Glass existed online before the owners decided to open a brick-and-mortar shop. They modeled their business after Black Forge, the owners are friends, and as soon as a space opened up, they started moving in their vials of animal bones and spooky candles. It's unlikely, McCobb says, that this genre of business could exist anywhere else.
These are young, weird, underground, interesting, unique businesses that can't necessarily afford right off the bat because they're so niche to be able to afford the $27 or $2,000 rent that's going on in like up-and-coming neighborhoods.
Allentown's affordable rent and creative opportunities attracted Dark Root Barbershop co-owners Ricky Dennis and Zach Miller.
Ricky, is that all you want?
Both were working in Pittsburgh's Lawrenceville neighborhood, which has experienced gentrification and rising rents in recent years. Miller says the two had always imagined having their own barbershop filled with antique gas station signs and old-timey barber tools. But they knew they had to move out of the East End.
If you look at all the businesses here, it's a representation of themselves, you know. Seeing all that and them all gravitating to one area, you know, I want to be a part of this emergent scene up here.
Even those who don't fit the punk or metal mold have found success in growing Allentown. Down the street in a bright yellow brick building is Leon's Caribbean Restaurant. Its red, yellow, and green walls are a nod to the chef's Caribbean roots. Leon Rose planted himself in Allentown around the same time as Black Forge, and his son, Leon Jr., says the family could see something in the community.
Foresight. We've seen a neighborhood that had a lot of potential, and anywhere that's like usually not thriving as much always has a turnaround.
All these new store owners are taking Allentown's identity further. Customers at the vegan metal restaurant Onion Maiden can eat a hot dog called Kale Satan, then go shopping for vinyl next door at Skull Records. Jesse Mater with Dr. Tumblety's Apothecary and Tasting Lounge says his antique tonics and trinkets attract people from all over the world. Soon they plan to open a distillery in the neighborhood.
We see what the potential is, we see where we could go from here, and everything's convenient, everything's right here, it's accessible.
Even though the businesses may have a darker, edgier feel, all the proprietors emphasize that their shops are made for everyone. I'm Katie Blackley, 90.5 WESA News.